In the middle of an up-and-coming neighborhood that has seen the rise of a quaint tavern, a farm-to-table restaurant, and a small-batch coffee roaster, local activists are fighting the development of what they call a truck stop in their neighborhood.
We don't want the gas pumps at all. We certainly don't want 12 gas pumps. Our biggest concern is the number of people it's going to bring into the neighborhood and the vehicular traffic.
That's Sheila Ebelin, president of the Glenham Belhar Community Association. She says the 12 gas pumps will bring hundreds, maybe thousands more cars through what is already a very dangerous and confusing junction. But Robert Curran, who represents this area on the city council, says the residents are overreacting.
It's unfortunate that people play as a mega gas station truck stop, and yeah, the 12 gas pumps has got to be the downfall on Harvard Road. Well, I think that's a little bit extreme in saying that.
Curran has held the 3rd District seat for 17 years, but Ebelin and other community residents say he isn't representing his constituents in this fight. The Baltimore City Board of Municipal and Zoning Appeals, or BMZA, approved the development last month. The residents say their councilman sided with Royal Farms when he had previously committed his support to the community association. Now the group is crowdfunding to pay for a lawyer that will take their case to the circuit court. On a recent morning, Ebelin and other community residents gathered to protest the development and to voice their outrage at Curran's action. They were a few blocks away from the site in question, on the sidewalk of an existing Royal Farms.
Curran said he's back up and they're using $500,000 in city funds to realign it.
Wow. I support you.
Thank you.
In addition to the worries about traffic, residents say there already is a multi-pump gas station just a few blocks down Harford Road at Northern Parkway, a major intersection equipped to handle the traffic. And there's a 24-hour 7-Eleven just a few yards away. Residents have gathered more than 500 signatures on a petition opposing the development. Councilman Curran says he's proud of Harford Road. He concedes that this development doesn't quite fit into his vision for the main thoroughfare in his district. But
I have to also look at the bigger picture. Obviously, I would like to have no vacancies on Harford Road. Is it the best use of the project of that site? Probably not. Is it the worst use of that site? Probably not.
He says he supports fewer pumps, too, and he acknowledges the traffic problem.
It's a very tough intersection. 2012, there was 19 accidents at that intersection, and in the past 10 years, 21 of the accidents there required an ambulance, and two of those accidents were so severe that people had to be extracted from the car.
At the moment, he's satisfied with what he's been able to do about that, acquire $500,000 in city funds.
The city has committed, the mayor and administration has committed the funds to reline the intersection, to make it a safer intersection, which will take a lot of arguments out.
But community members say they don't want to use $500,000 of taxpayers' money to accommodate a 12-pump gas station they don't want or need, and that the proposed traffic pattern is equally unsafe. Ebelin says the battle isn't just about a gas station, but about a councilman siding with a corporate giant against his constituents.
Put yourself in our shoes. Get steamrolled like this, and tell me if you think that you would like to experience this. We feel like we have not been listened to.
It's like a pinpoint wound, she says, where the real problem is below the surface. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting from Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.